it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Another song I really like.
Well, good.
Yeah. Excellent selections.
Fruits of My Labor by Lucinda Williams.
She's great. She's got a lot of really good tunes. I feel like I should have spotted her in concert. It's a pretty good run right now. I saw Riemensteiner has it. I'm sure we'll talk Sir Paul on Friday, but you got Sir Paul Friday. You got Lainey Wilson Saturday. You have Elvis Costello Monday.
Ooh, where's he?
Northrop.
Okay.
And then you got Herbie Hancock a week from today at the Orpheum. Pretty good run.
A lot of the buses were already parked next to or near U.S. Bank for the Apollo show.
Yes. Is he joining us Friday by any chance?
I won't be here. I don't care.
Yeah. Well, and you think he's overrated, so you really wouldn't push. As Lindsey Peterson pointed out when he walked through the studio, and we appreciate the reminder, recently the person who said without a doubt grocery prices haven't come down, Marjorie Taylor Greene. You know, the president and tariffs clearly has brought in an enormous amount of money to the federal government, which money coming to the federal government, in theory, great. Because our debt is $37 trillion. We don't even talk about it anymore. But to act like tariffs haven't played a part in prices, that's just a lie. And when he campaigned and all the promises and going to solve this war like this, grocery prices are going to come down like this, no. It's not just not that easy. And then you go hyperbole and all politicians do it. Oh, all politicians do exaggerate. I agree. But last time I checked, today's October 15th. This isn't the first month. This isn't the sixth month. This isn't the seventh month. We're reasonably into this administration. And grocery prices just aren't down in the main. Among the items from a Wall Street Journal story. Noted liberal rag. Over the 12 months ended in August, coffee price increased. Thank God we don't drink coffee. 21%. Ground beef up 13%. Bananas up 7%. Dairy, fruit, vegetables, cereal, all higher. A Albertsons CEO on an earnings call yesterday that says shoppers were choosing smaller package sizes and they clearly can see that more customers are using coupons. Somebody talks about $2.99 eggs at Quick Trip. They are way down. Eggs is an example where in many areas they are down, and the number one reason for that, bird flu. It's not a factor right now.
Yeah. That said, $2.99 for eggs is still significantly higher than they were just 5-6 years ago, certainly pre-pandemic.
Yeah. I would also say if you can get 12 eggs, considering the way you can use eggs as a party meals on their own, and you're getting them for $3, I think that's a pretty good deal.
Okay, big inflation.
Yeah.
Started with big inflation. That's good. No, I still buy them. We still eat them all the time.
Yeah.
Because it is, you know, everyone's obsessed with protein. It's about a cheap of quality
protein
saying. You're going to find.
Right.
But, I mean, eggs were
okay.
Routinely under $2 not that long ago.
Okay, let's just say the four of you are eating together Saturday. And you're going to make one of your egg sandwich specialties, with that disgusting ciabatta bread.
Oh, knock it off.
God, I hope you've come to your senses on that. All four of you, Even if you double up on your eggs, you got four eggs left and, you know, you paid $3 for it.
Sure. I still would rather pay less.
Well, yes, I would too.
Okay, well,
I'd rather
have won with big inflation. Then.
I'd rather have won the Masters.
How's that going to work for
17
you?
Times by now,
well,
and have Hallie and Cindy waiting at home for me. And Jack and Tiger ready to talk golf with me. I just think of all the things, when that one's come down, it's... And I love my eggs. I have eggs almost 5-6 days a week.
Yeah, you don't mind paying $20 a carton.
That's it.
Cool.
That's it. I, in fact, am encouraging all of us to pay $1,000 per egg.
You walk up to the cashier, they say $2.99. They say, no, I want to give you $12. Just take it.
Exactly. That's it. They are delusional that they're gone down, just delusional. I knew Trump was lying about grocery prices before he was elected. Okay. Again, he's one that, you know, occasionally inadvertently bumps into the truth, in my opinion. But when you look at the Inflation Reduction Act, which was one of Biden's most significant accomplishments, and in many ways came back to bite him on inflation, I didn't fault an independent center-left, center-right person who isn't automatically just, I'm voting for the Democrats no matter what, I'm voting for the Republicans no matter what, saying, you know what, maybe Trump's policies are going to be a change from Biden, and we would see some relief sooner. And it hasn't happened because, as he tells us often, my favorite word in the world is tariffs.
And groceries.
No, that's...
That old-fashioned
word. That's an old-fashioned
word. It's a beautiful word.
It's not... I think one time he's around, he goes, it's not love. A lot of people think it'll be love. No, it's tariffs. That's my favorite word. That's again, SNL or not, Donald Trump's favorite word, tariffs. This is Kevin, Elk River. Not exactly groceries, but it's a very good point. Footlong Subway, drink and cookie Monday was $19.
That's insane.
Okay. By the way, Kevin cruelly adds oatmeal raisin, by the way.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
My God, Kevin. Kevin, I wish it was $50.
You deserve to pay at least $19. You're getting oatmeal raisin.
Kevin, what happened? Do we need to send help, Kevin? Oatmeal raisin.
Do better.
Oh, my. You know what Trump should do? Israel and Hamas, if you don't solve this thing again, you're all forced to eat the worst cookie on the planet, the oatmeal raisin
Airdrop
cookie.
Airdrop nothing but oatmeal raisins.
Exactly. They'll stop fighting instantly. Oh, yes, Chad, the prices of groceries have gone up. I volunteered at a local food shelf. Thank you, by the way. Thank you so much. I've seen a huge increase in the number of people who are in need of the food shelf. When, by the way, is our Union Gospel Mission?
Union Gospel Mission is November. Oh, is it the 17th?
Okay.
I think.
So it's coming up not too far away. More text. A lot of text coming in. Thank you so much. 651-461-9226, the Harrigan Highline.
November 18th. That was
November
close.
18th. We got it. General Earing. We'll talk a lot about it leading up to it. I'm retired, not poor, but cost conscious, so I note prices carefully. Eggs are cheaper. Meat is much higher and less available, and I'm choosing to cut down on meat consumption. Pretty much all packaged goods are more expensive, since the prices go up most every month now. I just feel like when you go there, and you're at the counter, almost every time, it's like, really? And it's not like I'm not paying attention, because there are some items I'm getting no matter what, but there are plenty of items where I'm looking every single time, like most of us. But you get to that collective number, and you're like, geez, is it ever going to slow?
Yeah. No, that's how I feel it. It's not item by item. It's when that receipt comes out, and you look at the bottom, and wait, what? That was $50? That was $75, just this? And it's the same thing when you're dining out now. you know, obviously we know what that's been like for the last several years, but, you know, you get one $15, $18 burger, it's ouch. But then you look at the entire bill for the family of four, woo!
Okay, let's more tax on groceries at that point, too, because there's a good Start Human story on that point, on the restaurant scene where people have really liked going out, where if they were going to go to fill in the blank, you know, looks pretty good right now? Chipotle. Chick-fil-A.
That's disappointing, right?
Yeah,
now.
Well, that's it. That. Yeah, they should go to Popeyes instead. But going or instead of going to Spoon and Stable, I'm going to Red Cow.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And nothing against Red Cow. Red Cow's good food. It is. But you're just, the bottom line, you're not spending as much. And also with a lot of restaurants, the portions are still so damn big. And they must have, most restaurants, I think, have just made the collective decision that if we provide a smaller meal and lower the price, you're maybe aren't going to go because you're going to go a couple times and say, I'm not getting as much food.
Yeah, I think that's exactly. You feel, doesn't matter what you pay at that point, you'll feel you're not getting the value because you don't walk out uncomfortably full or with that, you know, the box to go.
Well, I'll say this, and I don't think enough people take their food home. Like, I'm at restaurants. It's not like, you know, I'm not paying attention with, but the number of people who leave a lot of food on the plate, and I know some are going out, going different places, and some food transfers better at home. I don't get why more people don't say, hey, I paid X amount. You gave me enough for my entire family. This is lunch tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Just, and plenty of people do.
Oh, there's the anti-leftover community. That will never eat anything unless it's
freshly foolish
cooked.
Committee, right?
That community is, I don't understand their line of thinking.
I don't. Break up the community. It's 50 past one on the grocery prices and the restaurant situation and maybe your decision to not go to as many restaurants. What do you want to say? Keep reaching out. Phone calls encouraged also. 651-461-9226.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Paul, Coon Rapids, frequent texter. He's in blocking territory. Oatmeal raisins are very good, but nothing beats a good chocolate chip cookie. Chocolate chip cookie's excellent, but oatmeal raisins are very good. Is this possible that Paul, this is a cry for help, and we should reach out to the authorities and give him this number?
He's probably bondaged up right now in need of some sort of interference.
Sounds like a Friday night at your house.
It's Friday night, Saturday night, Tuesday night.
It's just oatmeal raisin cookies.
They're really terrible.
They're just awful. What happened to someone who would like an oatmeal raisin cookie?
And I mean, the worst part is the taste. But close to it is you see that cookie tray from across the room.
Yes, the deception.
And you say, oh, chocolate chip, I like that. And then as you approach, you get closer, you realize, that's a chocolate chip in disguise, my friend. That is a raisin.
Contact Sir Paul and tell him it's Ricey's birthday. That should do the trick. It'd be a heck of a surprise for Patrick if Sir Paul, you know, can you get that done?
I can make a call.
Make a call. Grocery prices up. Must be Joe Biden's fault. Well, didn't Trump a couple months ago say, our stuff's really not going to kick in until 2027?
It's fine. But gas prices, I believe, are 30 cents downtown L.A.
Yeah. Yeah, he was telling us for a while they were under $2 all across the country when no place had him under. And then we've had Gas Buddy Guy on so many times, Patrick DeHaan, to point out that no, presidents aren't oblivious from gas prices, but the power and persuasion is massively, massively overblown. And then the dumbest one of all is when people would post the gas prices for Trump when he left and then compared to Biden a couple of years later. Yeah, no one was leaving their house.
Still accurate.
There's just a minor little supply and demand issue. Chad, I get my eggs from a local farmer, $2 a dozen, and you know they're fresh. Thank you, John. That'd be pretty good, right?
Not bad.
There are people who have relationships with plenty of farms and farmers. Have you guys ever considered that?
We've not.
I think DeRush at one point had something like that.
Of course he did.
Few other friends.
He Instagrammed it.
He did.
Got a kickback.
He did. He's pretty soon, I think he's going to be Instagramming from Greece. This is how I brush my teeth in Greece.
Brought to you by Oral-B.
I was in the wholesale retail world for my career. Retailers set higher prices and many paid them. I think some retailers are keeping them high because they can, and consumers are grumbling but pay for it. Hashtag profit. Oh, there's plenty of that out there.
Absolutely it is.
There is plenty of that out there. But just the idea that new ideas, new policies, and getting further away from COVID was going to help us out. Nope. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Oatmeal raisin cookies the best? Ugh. Disgusting. Peanut butter raisin. Who would waste the magic that is peanut butter and include it with a failed grape? Which is a raisin.
Disappointed in our state right now?
I'm disappointed in mankind that anyone likes an oatmeal raisin cookie. I like to eat foods that don't fail in where they're trying to go. Is that a fair assessment?
That's fair. I mean, I would say the same thing about wine. That's just but failed grapes, too. I'm not anti-raisin.
Excuse me?
But the the oatmeal raisin cookie combination is just terrible.
It's terrible. Sometimes with four people feed, I go to three or four different stores. From Crystal Friendly. Yeah. A lot of people are doing that now, right? Where they can save some money. Now then you got to watch how much gas you're spending, how much time, if you really can pull it off. Okay, Collar and a little Viking talk. The beleaguered Eagles. What is going on with Philly? When they were a significant favorite to go back-to-back, they're not anymore. Who's healthy? And what does Collar's spotty sense tell us? Is it JJ or Carson on Sunday? Collar, coming up.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.